Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. 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 It'd be time for VeggieTales.
I can't wear sweaters. Too itchy.
Tried wearing a shirt underneath?
Huh. That's a good idea. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
That's right. Hey, Larry, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, you can tell me. I'm your friend.
Well, I was at the popcorn shop yesterday, and some of the kids were making fun of my tooth.
What's wrong with your tooth?
Nothing, except I only have one. Don't you think it's a little weird for a grown adult to only have one tooth?
It's a little weird for a cucumber to have teeth at all, but that's beside the point. Larry, hang on, I'll be right back.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. Do you have a letter?
Right here. I'll just stick it through the mail slot.
You really don't need to do that, Jimmy.
No problem. Have a slaptastic day.
I don't even know what that means.
What's it say, Bob?
Dear Bob and Larry, I have red hair. No one else in my class has red hair. Sometimes they make fun of me. Can you make my hair brown or black or yellow like everyone else? Stacy, Louisville, Kentucky.
I know how you feel, Stacy.
Hey, you guys are having the same problem.
They need a story, don't you think?
Yeah, they... Who said that?
It is I, Paco, the storytelling mule.
Oh, hi, Paco. You know, I already had a story in mind.
Not as good as this story, Mr. Tomato. Have you ever heard of Louis, the short-necked giraffe?
Come again?
I will show him to you. Louis the short-necked giraffe was thusly named on account of his unusually short neck. His neck was so short that the other giraffes would laugh at him and call him short neck. It was very painful. So Louis left the giraffes and went to live with the hippopotamuses. Hippopotami. The hippos, who have no necks whatsoever. But the hippos soon began making fun of Louis for his long neck, comparatively speaking. So Louis got on his bike and rode to a fast food restaurant where he bought a cheeseburger. I don't remember where I was going with this. I'm going to go home and think this through one more time.
Well, I feel a lot better.
What? That didn't make any sense. Stacy and Larry, take a look at this story.
If one dare listens, then one dare hears. A tale to rouse your secret fears. Tarry not, for the end draws nigh on Dr. Jiggle and Mr. Sly.
Butterbun.
There'll be no tea today, Pooh. There's trouble brewing.
There's no trouble brewing, sir. I just heated up some water and...
Not the tea, Pooh, not the tea. It's that creature in the alley. There's something wrong with his appearance. Something displeasing. Something downright detestable.
Well, I watched him dance last night. He looks a little weird, but he's got some great moves.
That's where you're wrong, Pool. Don't let his fancy footwork fool you. Ah, and watch this. The monster is afoot in Dr. Jiggle's house. Quick, Pool, we've got to warn the doctor.
Okay. What?
Oh, Mr. Butterbun.
Dr. Jiggle, thank goodness you're all right.
Well, yeah, I...
Well, we've come to warn you. You've an intruder, a detestable disco-dancing villain ducked through your back door.
Oh, yeah, well, you must mean Mr. Sly.
Mr. Sly?
Oh, yeah, man, can that guy dance or what?
Yeah, didn't I tell you? That little thing he does with his hips?
Uh-huh.
He's got to be the best dancer in the whole world.
What? You're in cahoots with that creature?
Well, yeah. I mean, you gotta like a guy who can dance like that, right?
Well, I suppose.
I know I could never dance like that. I mean, just look at me. I'm too jiggly.
Ever since I was a little boy in widely tailored pants, my only aspiration was to be a gourd who danced. But for what it's worth, my portly girth only served to make folks giggle. For the more I moved, the more I proved all I could do was jiggle. I want to dance. I want to groove. I need to feel the rush of the wind under my shoes. I want to dance.
What was I saying?
Barometer must be rising. Me joints are locking up.
Yep. I think Mr. Sly is great. On account of his non-jiggly, wonderful dancing and all, you guys would really like him. I know you would.
Look, Dr. Jiggle, maybe I've been a bit harsh about this Mr. Sly friend of yours. Perhaps I owe him an apology. Would you mind introducing us?
No. I'm afraid that's not possible. You see, he's real busy.
But
now, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have work to do.
Gotta do doctor
stuff. Bye.
Good night.
Poor Dr. Jiggle. Something tells me he's in trouble, Pool. And I suspect it's no small fault of that new friend of his. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. If he be Mr. Sly, I shall be Mr. Sneak.
Huh?
And now it is time for Classy Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a classy song.
One day, while he was waiting for the trolley, he had a hat.
My high silk hat.
He wore it high upon his head so proudly. A beautiful hat.
My high silk hat.
A hat like this just makes him feel so grandly. Now fancy this, and fancy that. The splendor of this hat in all its majesty.
Like a king in a royal cap. I feel so swell and handsome in my hat. I bet that others wish they had, in fact,
a hat as this, a hat as that, a hat so fine, a high so
hat. Oh, Mr. Art Bugatti, now what do you think of that?
Now his hat was not all
dog you all so proudly. I must, in fact, share more than that. For upon his lap there sat a treat so fungy of chocolate this
and chocolate that.
Deliciousness that makes him feel so dandy, a chocolate bliss,
a chocolate snack.
Conventions of disease are so more than candy. Someone might buy a box of that.
I have my chocolate placed upon my lap. I feel so good, you just cannot top that. I have my snack, a chocolate pack of chocolate bits and chocolate that. Oh golly, Mr. Nezzer, now what do you think of that?
Now time was passing and the sun grew hotter upon his hat. So beneath his hat he thought and pondered,
what should I do to save my hat?
He thought and contemplated as he perspired beneath his hat.
About his hat.
He feared his chocolate treats would soon retire into a pool.
A chocolate glass.
I won't feel grand if I take off my hat. The sun's getting hot and my hat just might go flat. My hat, it might go flat. My sweets will melt like that. Oh, hurry, Mr. Trolley, before my dapperness goes flat.
He decided to forgo his looks so dashing to save his hat.
And little snack.
So he placed the treats upon the seat beside him
and put his hat on top of that.
Oh, please.
Oh, please, oh, please.
Don't anybody sit close to me.
Sit close to me.
Upon my hat.
Upon my hat.
I am. If all of you could be so kindly and just stand back away from my snack. A great big squash just sat upon my hat. A great big squash just squished my hat real flat. He squashed my hat, he made it flat. He squished my snack, oh what of that? Oh tell me anybody, now what do you think of that?
A great big squash just sat upon my hat.
What's your name?
They've never given me a name. I've been around since show one, and I still don't have a name.
Now what do you think of that? What?
The feet!
What?
It's him. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Good. Now, remember, you give Mr. Sly the invitation before he starts dancing. Once he finishes, we'll go back to my house and have a nice talk over tea. Then we'll see what he's got up his sleeve.
Got it.
Okay, go. Never mind.
What time is it?
It's 11:58. Mr. Sly will be out at any minute. Look, Pool, this may be the last chance we get. Nobody's seen or heard from Dr. Jiggle in 2 days. No more mamsy-pamsy pleasantries. When Sly comes out, we nab him. Pure and simple. Got it?
Dr. Jiggle!
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
I trust you're well, Doctor.
I've been feeling a little woozy lately.
Look, Doctor, why don't you join us? We're about to watch your friend dance. It'll do you good to get outside and whip up your circulation. You flashy fiend! What have you done with the doctor? I said, what have you done with Dr. Jiggle? What? Those eyes. I know those eyes. Something so familiar. Could it be?
Jiggle!
But why?
I've been taking dance lessons. All I ever wanted to do was dance. But I was afraid people would laugh at me for being so jiggly.
So you dressed up like that kooky creature so people wouldn't laugh at you?
And so people would like me. You gotta like a guy who can dance and not jiggle, right? But man, did that costume hurt! I think I bruised my spleen.
Dr. Jiggle, we've always liked you. Jiggle and all.
Really?
You can bet your wacky wig! And I think it's great you've been taking dancing lessons, but you don't need that silly spleen bruising get-up to dance. You're special.
Really?
Say, that little move you do with your hips, you mind showing a rusty old carrot how it's done?
I love that move. I've always loved that move.
But I can't do that.
Dr. Jiggle.
Oh, why not?
Great!
All right!
Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's gonna be splashed. Stand back. Give him room. Dr. Jiggle, when you know you're special, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You can just be yourself. Though your only aspiration was to be a gourd who danced.
What I never knew that I could do in widely tailored pants.
But for what it's worth, your portly girth doesn't make me wanna giggle.
Though dance when weighed, you're specially made.
We love our Dr. Jiggle.
So you see, Stacy, and Larry, each one of us was made special, and each one of us is loved. When we remember that, it doesn't matter what anyone else says.
I feel a lot better.
I hope you feel better too, Stacy. Well, that's all the time... Huh? That's not all the time we have? 3 more minutes? Well, this is awkward. Hey, someone's here!
Hi, Bob. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Junior.
I'm returning the video I borrowed. Then I'll get out of your way.
No rush. We're just ending our show about how special we are. Maybe we should play your video.
It's the French peas, singing about the bottom of the sea. It has nothing to do with being special.
Well, sure it does. The bottom of the sea is a very special place.
Are you sure?
Play the video.
Okay.
Hello, Jean-Claude. It appears there's a problem in the sea. There's a little hole and it's accumulating a lot of junk.
Oh ho! There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole. There's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
See, I told you.
Wahoo!
Yeah.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log. There's a log. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
But that's not all. We've only just begun.
There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump.
Ooh,
there's a bump. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh, I love this song, Jean-Claude!
Wonderfully repetitive, Philippe!
There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh-ho!
There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog! There's a frog! There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh boy, this is crazy!
It's getting nuts, no?
There's a fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh, oh,
there's a fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fly.
Uh-huh,
there's a fly. There's a fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Boy, I'm getting dizzy. Okay, again.
Oh, here we go.
There's a wing on the fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Oh, oh,
there's a wing on the fly on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Jean-Claude, you are looking green.
But of course.
There's a tree on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a tree on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a tree, there's a tree, there's a tree on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea. There's a tree, there's a tree, there's a tree on the wing, on the fly, on the frog, on the bump, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
The bottom of the sea. Very special. Thanks for coming to my house. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Hey, Bob, do you have any teeth?
Well, sure. Sometimes when I smile, I have a whole mouthful of teeth.
Where do they go when you aren't smiling?
I don't really know. They just go away.
That's pretty special.
I guess it is.
I can burp the ABCs.
This isn't that kind of show.